Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Jacqueline, J-A-C-K-L-Y-N, Testa, T-E-S-T-A. Jacqueline Testa is a 37-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-5-23. She was pulling a chain attached to a dock plate on the back of the truck. She states it got stuck, causing injury to her neck, shoulder, and arm. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. She did have 5 sessions of physical therapy with no improvement. She had trigger point injections, and then her face swelled, so she had to go to the emergency room. She did not have an EMG in her course of treatment. As per the records provided, Ms. Testa was seen at Concentra on 1-6-23, complaining of right shoulder, right arm, and neck pain after injury occurred the previous day while pulling something heavy. She was evaluated and found diagnosed with sprain of the right shoulder, paresthesias, verticulopathy of the arm, and cervical sprain, for which she was begun on medications. She followed up here over the next several weeks, but remains symptomatic. New paragraph on 2/13/23. She had a right shoulder MRI to be inserted. I'll dictate. Intact rotator cuff, no findings of bursitis or acute osseous abnormality. She had a cervical spine MRI on 2/13/23. This revealed multicentric bulging in the discs and neuroforaminal narrowing. There were no findings of a herniation or acute osseous abnormality. She continued to be seen by the various providers at Concentra, running through 3/22/23. At that time, Dr. Yano, Y-A-N-O-W, noted she had a shoulder sprain 2.5 months ago and has undergone appropriate treatment. She is not a candidate for injections and certainly is not a surgical candidate. Exam was limited by poor effort and there is a concern for some symptom magnification. She encouraged the petitioner to be more aggressive with her home exercise program and warned her that continued limited use of her arm could lead to frozen shoulder. She expressed understanding and was discharged with maximum medical improvement with no restrictions on work activities. Physical exam. General appearance. She was holding her right arm across her stomach with her left arm from the outset of the evaluation and during vital signs. She relates her mother drove her here and she only drives herself on short distances. She shook the evaluator's hand with her left. Extremities upper. She did have guarded protective positioning of the right shoulder holding it with her left. The fingers on the right hand may have been cool. She had guarded active range of motion by the right shoulder with abduction 60 degrees, flexion 55 degrees, extension 10 degrees, with internal and external rotation to 15 degrees. Adduction was full. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. She had globally diminished pinprick sensation in the right upper extremity, but this was intact on the left. Manual muscle testing was breakaway for right hand grasp. 4/5 for resisted right elbow flexion and extension, 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, and 4+/5 for pinch grip. Bridge strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. She would not participate in provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. New paragraph in inspecting her upper extremity. She did have freckles with no color change, sweaty palms, atrophy or contracture. Betsy complained of her right arm tingling throughout the evaluation and continuously rubbed it with her left. Period. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was to 25 degrees with localized tenderness and pain going to the right trapezius and shoulder. Period. Bilateral side bending was limited to 10 degrees, comma. Extension to 5 degrees, comma. Rotation right 10 degrees and left to 15 degrees, all with tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there's none on the left or in the midline. And the thoracic is normal. Impressions on 1-5-23, Jacqueline Testa was pulling a chain attached to a dock ramp and injured her right upper extremity. For the next day, she was seen at Concentra and initiated on medications, comma, cryotherapy, comma, and activity modifications. Period. She returned on 1-12-23, stating she had gone to patient first 2 days in a row for care, but before today's appointment with this office, Dr. Butler received and reviewed those records, but they were not provided to you. Period. He performed a trigger point injection. Period. She returned on 1-13-23, complaining of new onset of rash to the right side of her face that started within 3 hours of a trigger point injection. Period. She then had MRI of the cervical spine on right shoulder, as noted above. Period. She was advised to go to the emergency room for flank pain, comma, vomiting, comma, and inability to tolerate food for the past hours and rash on the side of her face. Period. However, she refused emergency department transportation and called a family member to transport her. Period. She followed up in this group over the next several weeks. Period. At the conclusion of care, Dr. Yano thought there was some symptom magnification. Period. Exam was limited by poor effort. Period. She cleared Ms. Testa to return to work in an unlimited capacity. Period. The paragraph during examination was remarkable for signs of functional overlay. From the outset, period, this included her protective posturing of the right arm. Period, she shook hands with her left hand. Period, she had guarded active decreased range of motion about the right shoulder with complaints of tenderness in all spheres. Period, there was globally diminished pinprick sensation in the right upper extremity, indicative of symptom magnification. Period, there was also non-reproducible weakness in the right upper extremity. Period, she would not participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period, she had decreased active range of motion, complaining of tenderness in all spheres. Period, spiralinage maneuver was negative. Period, I closely looked for signs of complex regional pain syndrome, and they were not present. Period, in paragraph there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine or right shoulder. Period, the petitioner is subject to complaints, but disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. From 6 months ago. Period.